George, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
Well, Rand, during Chapel Hill 2020, we asked the citizens for what they wanted the town to look like in the year 2020, and they came up with a great vision. It was one of compassion, generosity, creativity. But that vision called for enlarging a lot of the programs we had. It called for more affordable housing, more transit, more parks, bikeways, sidewalks. So I think the main issue that we're going to have to deal with is how to pay for all the things that we said we wanted out of Chapel Hill 2020. And if you look at where the town is now, I think several council members have talked about that the council and the town manager have pulled all the rabbits out of the hat they can, that we don't have any ability to issue a bond for four more years. We raised our taxes this time for the first time in 5 years by 4%, but that wasn't too bad given the fact that the cost of living nationwide has gone up 11% during that period, actually 10.7%, but and our town budget has gone up 8.7% during that period. So they didn't raise taxes as much as the budget has gone up because they were taking from general fund and other areas, and we don't have that ability anymore. So we really need to increase our revenue, and that's one of the things I've been stressing in my campaign is we need to find ways to get more revenue.
You mentioned how you can, how you intend to address that issue. How do you intend to address, in a general sense, other issues that come up on the board?
Well, I think in general, part of the issue of how we raise revenue, one of the ways is we increase development. And to do that in a thoughtful way, we need to have a process that provides clarity to both the applicants and the citizens. We need to shorten our review process, make it more streamlined. But to do that, we need citizen input. We've been talking about potentially going to a form-based code zoning system or something similar to that. Might be a hybrid. And if we're going to do that, that system is based on citizen input saying what they want to see. So I think one of the key things that we need to accomplish in the next 4 years is find better ways to get that citizen input. We know that the limited number of people use our town listserv, go to the town website. It's hard to get out to the public or expect them to get to us. So I think the real key is we have to go to the public, much as we did in Chapel Hill 2020, where we reached out to the public. If they couldn't come to us, we went to them. I think that has to be an ongoing process for the town as we move forward.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council candidate George Sanciolo. And how, as a member of the town council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
Well, I think it, what I just described, reaching out to people, getting out to meet people. I love what Lee Storrow's been doing, having little town hall meetings where he announces where he's going to be and asks people to come meet him. I think the versions of that will be helpful. I think going to neighborhood association meetings, just making it known that you want the public input, that you're willing to go and be where they are if they're having a neighborhood picnic or whatever. I think that kind of outreach is going to be critical to find out what we really need to do in this town, what people really want to see in this town, and what their concerns are.
And finally, what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, I think right now I've been stressing revenue generation because I think that's a really important, it's going to be a necessity if we're really going to move forward. I think also my background, I've been in academic research for a number of years, but I was also out in industry for 9 years. And I think we used to kid when I was in industry, when a project would come in, especially if it came in from a university, that there were two types of timelines, an academic timeline, which might be 5 years, and an industry timeline, which might be 5 months. I think municipalities in general, and Chapel Hill especially, are going to need to be more nimble on their feet. We're going to have to be like industry. Times are changing, and we don't have the luxury of waiting 3 or 4 or 5 years to develop projects. We need to get answers quickly. I think any project, for instance, that comes into town ought to get an up and down vote within 1 year. And if we can't do that, then I think we're doing something wrong.